This CD contains the opinions and thoughts of certain independent sales directors. The information shared with you by these individuals are their own ideas and strategies regarding the cultivation of a successful independent Mary Kay business. The independent sales directors hope that you find something in this CD to inspire you and to help you succeed in your own independent Mary Kay business. Naturally, your personal results may vary depending on the time and effort you choose to invest in your Mary Kay business. As with any business opportunity, various factors may affect the financial results that are achieved in your Mary Kay business. Therefore, there are no guarantees regarding same.
In this CD, independent national sales director Thea Elvin drills deep into the portals of our minds and seems able to read our thoughts and excuses when we're all tempted to quit. Is she psychic? No, she's been there. So this may be the CD you'll want to keep in your survival kit for achieving your next goal. It will inspire you to never give up.
Never give up. Everybody say that.
Never give up.
And I mean never. If you're going to give up something, this is my recommendation. That you give up giving up. That you give up giving up. If you're going to doubt something, doubt your doubts. If you're going to give up something, give up giving up once and for all. Give up that part of yourself that holds you back. What is the part of yourself that holds you back? You know what it is. And then take all options off the table. All options off the table. Because you know what, gang? When you don't have an option, it is amazing the magic you can create. See, for a while in my business, I had this little back door here, this conversation in my head that would say, you know what, if this doesn't work out, maybe I can go be a motivational speaker. People! I mean, what is that thought? Do I think for one second it's going to be easier to go out and have to sell myself to speak? Do we not realize the games that we play in our own head? The day that I closed and locked the back door of options, magic started happening. Because if you know you're doing this, and you know that you want to be great with it, and you know you want to autograph your work with excellence, and you know that this is your signature, and you know you're going to do this for the rest of your life, and that your blood runs pink, and this is it, and you are a lifer, you act differently, you think differently, you move differently, you attract things to you differently. Got it? Do you believe me?
Yes.
Have you ever had a thought of an option? Whatever that is, I want you to close and lock that back door. Take all options off the table so that you can step into your excellence. Remember that we move in the direction of our most dominant thought. We move in the direction of our most dominant thought. What is your dominant thought? In the privacy, when it's just you in front of the mirror, brushing your teeth, getting ready this morning. What was your dominant thought? Be aware of what you're thinking. What you think about, you truly will bring about. In the back of the brain, there's a web-like mass called the reticular activating system. And that's what stores all of the information that we think. And whatever we think, it's like this. You got it. Now, this is the deal. If you were to say something negative, guess what? As you wish. Because the subconscious mind does not know the difference between fact and fiction. That's why when I look at a piece of chocolate, I say this. Everything I eat turns to health and beauty. You know what other people think? I just look at a piece of chocolate and gain 10 pounds. As you wish. You know what I say? Everything I eat turns to health and beauty. As you wish. You know, and I'm just getting more sleek and slim by the day. As you wish. It's so important that you are careful about what you're talking about and thinking about. Write on your mirror, as you wish. Write on your computer screen, as you wish. Until it becomes a habit of thought to be positive with self. When we have thoughts of resignation, doubt, questioning, reasoning, trying to figure it out. How am I going to do it? Now let's see, let me just strategize. You know what, gang? Here's the deal. It is good to strategize to a certain degree, but there are parts of this business. I mean, talk about emotional management. We're going to have emotion. We're going to have feelings. But I don't get into this reasoning. Why? Why? Why, God, why? When, God, when? When's this going to happen to me? You know, how about you stop complaining, stop asking, and just get into some action here. Right? Okay. That was for free. We negate our dreams and move in an absolutely opposite direction when we're in reasoning, doubt, fear, questioning. We literally carve out our lives by what we speak. And it doesn't matter to me if you believe that or don't. Because it's a law. It is a law like gravity is a law. Just like this. Like I could sit here and think, there is no gravity. There is no gravity. If a law is a law, you know, just like that person, that God bless them, that was leaning against the door, no door fell down. Gravity. Isn't that true? Think it, create it. Law. Law. And we cannot change it. And so how about we begin to cooperate with the law for our own good by speaking things that are in alignment with our vision. You know what, you guys? We have got to learn to have fun. Drop the dime means have fun. If you're happy in the world, inform your face. You know what I'm saying? It's like, have fun. You know, my granddaughter, Sophia, she is so great. And so is Gianna. Anyway, Sophia is now in T-ball. Okay? So I'm at the T-ball game, and, you know, my daughter never played any of these kinds of sports, but my granddaughter is in T-ball. And so I'm experiencing it for the first time. How many of you have somebody that you know that's in T-ball? And so the kids are littler than the T. Isn't that right? Or whatever that thing's called. Anyway, so this little kid, he's like just turned 4, and he is so little. And he's running around the bases, and you know how they do it where they can run to the first base? And then somebody throws a ball, and they just... You know, and then they go and get on first base, and then they go to the second base and the third and then home. One base at a time, right? Even if they're out, they're not out. You know, there's no rules. I love this way of playing in life. I'm thinking, you know what? If these major league people could play like that, they might smile at you once in a while. So anyway, this little kid, I don't know his name, but he comes running to first, then to second, and to third, and then he comes home. And now picture this, okay? He comes running in. He comes running in, and this is the home base, yeah. So he jumps on, and he looks. Now, you're the stands where we're all at, right? And you know, you cheer for both teams. You know how you do? Which I love that, too. And so all of a sudden, and he's so little, and he's got this helmet where he looks like it's just a helmet and feet. And so, and his mom stands up, way to go! And we're all going, wow! And going nuts. And just stands there and waves. He was just playing full out. And he was having fun. And he made it home anyway. It didn't matter that it was one base at a time. It didn't matter that he skipped half the way. It didn't matter that his helmet was covering his eyes. He was just playing full out. And I thought, when do we stop playing full out? When we're criticized? When we think we're going to fail? You know what, gang? That kid learned right there that he will make it home if he keeps running. And so will you if you never give up. If you never give up. Oh, I just loved it. As a leader, you will be tested. Write that down. As a leader, I will be tested. Your conviction, your adaptability, your character, your willingness, your comfort, your security, your stamina, your persistence, your power will be tested. But here's the good news. It's only a test. And you will pass. You will pass. My mantra, it's even on my computer screen, says this. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Everybody repeat after me. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. All. You know why? Because this is the deal. Sales director quits, sales director comes in, consultant goes out, whatever. Okay? Happens. Part of life. It's normal. That's their choice. Freedom of choice. Free will. Gotta love it. Does it hurt? Yep. Will it stop you? Nope. Because it's all good. And this is my prayer as I was building to national. Thank you, God, for removing from my space anything or anyone that would prevent me from my highest good. And you know what? It just helps you get through it a little bit faster. People may disappoint you, but they must never determine your abundance, your purpose, or your outcomes. Stop consulting with your feelings and emotions. But we have got to understand that we do have feelings, we do have emotions, but we are not our feelings and we are not our emotions. They are a part of us. To decide to be great. Decide to be great. Now, the word decide, the last four letters, C-I-D-E. What other words end in side? Suicide. Homicide. Pesticide. Genocide. Special. But you know what they have in common? To kill off. Deciding means to kill off other options. Decide. Not just think about it, but decide once and for all that if you're going to do this, you're going to do it with excellence. And you will pass the test. Commitment means having no alternative. Can you be trusted to perpetuate the legacy of our beautiful founder, Mary Kay? You think she didn't have challenges? People. She had a husband die a month before the doors were going to open. She opened anyway. Everybody say, opened anyway. You think she was thinking, well, I don't know, he was going to be the financial guy. She had invested her life savings in this. Everybody around her was telling her, you know, except for her family, Mary Kay, catch a clue. You can't do this. Keep your money. But you know, she said, I must go on. You know what else she said when these people were saying, you know, she said, I had no crystal ball. I didn't know what it would do. But she realized, you know what, these naysayers, these people that were telling her it couldn't be done, they didn't have a crystal ball either. And so she decided to follow her own intuition. Mary Kay had tough times. She had a husband die. She had a husband leave her. She was a, you know, single parent. She had her other husband, Mel, she adored as much as breathing, die. She had a daughter die. She had surgeries. I mean, you name Mary Kay was tough. She was tough. Aren't you glad? Thank God. God knows who to pick, and it's not people that are wimpy looking around to be encouraged. You know what? Encourage yourself once and for all. How about you get in the mirror and encourage yourself and say, you know what? God did not give you this dream and just joking around, messing with you. Let me just give you this one, but you can't do it. You know what I mean? I mean, just think about it logically. You know, with Mary Kay, as in life, it's not about if we will fail. It's about how we will fail. Because we will fail. Mary Kay called it failing forward to success. She said that if, you know, we compared knees, hers would be the bloodiest in the room because she fell down more times than anybody else. But she also got up more times than anybody else. It's not about the falling down, it's about the getting up, right? Anybody see that Michael Jordan commercial? It was on a couple years ago. He gets out of this car, this limousine, right? And it's all in slow motion. And the limousine pulls up, and it's like all the lights are on it, you know? And it's black and sleek, and it's in slow motion, and it's pulling up, and all this media's around. Taking pictures. And so Michael Jordan, now all of a sudden the door opens, and here comes this leg that's like as long as me, gets out. And comes out, right? Stands up, slow motion. He's just bald head shining, you know, and that earring glistening, and you know how it is. And his teeth are so white, and his face is so dark, and he's just so, oh, fox. So he gets out, and he stands up, and he's got on this cashmere jacket, full length, man. He's just like, and he's just walking, and he's going like, hey, how you doing? Hey. And all these guys are on the side, you know, and he's just walking. And so now, this is what Michael Jordan, you hear him saying in the commercial. Check this out. As he's walking, and he's going down into this tunnel, the security guy's there, and they're going, hey. It's all in slow motion. Michael Jordan, hey. And then he goes, you hear him say this. I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times, I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed. People. But you know what we do? We just look at the glitz and the glamour and the tennis shoe and the earring and the cashmere and the limousine. But behind it, I failed over and over and over. I failed myself right into this limousine, right into this cashmere jacket, right into my salary, right into being the best in the world. I failed myself here. What makes us think that we're not going to do that? It's in the failing that you find out who you be. Not who you are, who you be. You get the difference? Let me tell you the difference. How about you just step into it like it's your suit that you wear every day, that you put on, that you look in the mirror and you say, as you wish, I am going out today as a national sales director. You know what? I don't have the suit yet, but that's who I be. That is who I be. And you have to be it before you can do the activity that will lead you to getting it and to having it. It's a beingness from the inside out. Mary Kay is a culture that resonates with excellence. Now, did you hear that the mentality of Michael Jordan was about excellence? Did you hear his mentality? His mentality is about excellence. Winners are about excellence. Quitting, giving up are not a part of their conversation or their mentality. The million-dollar mentality comes first, and the $1 million follows. When Michael Jordan retired, can you tell I love him? When he retired, Michael Jordan said to his coach, Phil Jackson, when he came back, he's talking to Phil Jackson, and he said this. You know what, Phil? I don't want to do two-a-days, which means, you know, he doesn't want to practice two times a day. And Phil Jackson, being a great coach, turned to him and said, I know. And the next day he went, and guess who was there early? Michael Jordan, for both practices. Because you know what? He has feelings. He didn't want to do two-a-days. But when it's who you be is excellence, that's how you show up. Doesn't matter what you feel. I remember saying to my coach, you know what? I don't want to go do this and this and this and this. And he goes, huh? Got it. But you will. I said, I know. And that's when he told me the story of Phil Jackson and Michael Jordan. Because that's what champions do. We cannot sell that which we are not. Please write that down. We cannot sell that which we are not. Action is the process that will develop you into a beingness of power. Action is the process that will develop you into a beingness of power. Leaders run in the direction of the game. Followers run in the direction of their comforts. Leaders run in the direction of their game. Followers run in the direction of their comforts. As a leader, it is so important to understand that you must be a coach and not a therapist. You are not a therapist. You are a sales director, and that makes you a coach. The people that are going to wear you out through whining, guess what, gang? Here's the clue. They need someone to whine to in order to whine. Why are you allowing it? Be willing to dig deep. Be willing to ask the tough questions of people so that people understand that it's not acceptable for them to complain to you over and over and to stay in the drama every day. You must coach yourself first, every day, from the neck up, then be willing to be the player from the neck down, to match your action with your champion mentality. They must align. Are you willing? You know, when I started in this, I had to pray. When I was really building to national, I had to pray this. God, help me to be willing, to be willing. Wherever you are, start there. You know what, you guys, you have it in you. You do. You're committed. You just have to deepen the commitment and find what moves you and what makes you hungry. A game of action points to the process that creates change. A game of dialoguing issues, drama, with no action conversation points to the process that creates comfort. And the next week, you're having the same conversations, just on a different day, with no progress for anyone. Not them, not you. Isn't that true? If you stay in these conversations and you don't move people into action, with fear of, well, I don't want them to think that I'm pushing. You know what, you guys? Mary Kay used to say, push people. Do not apologize for pushing people too hard. Apologize for not pushing them hard enough. Because it's in the push that people find their greatness. And you do it with love, and you do it with skills. But you know what, you guys? No one's going to ever come up to you and say, thank you for not pushing me to greatness. They're going to come up and say, thank you for pushing me. I couldn't have done the court without you. I couldn't have become a sales director without you. I couldn't have earned my car without your push. Right? You're intelligent. You know the times when you need to be there and help and empathize, but do not sympathize. You do not jump in the water with a drowning man. You throw him a rope, right? That's the difference between sympathy and empathy. You don't go down with people. And if you don't draw the line between coach and therapist, they're going to suck the life out of you. And then you're going to walk around so wounded and so tired that your dream is lost. And you can't afford to lose your dream. Because that is the pulse of your life, is your dream. It's what gives you joy. It's what gets you up in the morning. Isn't that true? Don't you love when you have a dream? When you're waking up every day and you're excited about what you're going to do. Instead of fearful So you need to really get into alignment with that. So what are you up to? Are you a coach or a counselor to your unit members? Get into action, and things that you need to do will be revealed to you and not before. Get into action, and the things that you need to do will be revealed to you and not before. Stand for your dream through your action. Now, I want to talk to you real quickly about the difference between a building and a winning season. Okay, a building season is this. I'm an owner of a team, okay, and I hire you to be the coach. You're a new coach for my team. And my team hasn't been winning. And I know they haven't been winning because I don't have enough talent on my team yet. And so what I'm doing now is I'm hiring you to come in as the new coach, and you and I sit together and we talk about what we're going to create. And we both are kind of on the same page that we'd like to win, but we're realistic enough to know that this is a building season. So if you as my new coach don't win the season, I'm all right. I'm not going to fire you because we know that our ultimate goal is to win, but this year it might not be the Super Bowl. But next year or the year after, we're going to the Super Bowl because we're going to bring in new talent. We're going to sharpen the skills. We're going to work with the people that are hungry and that want it. Right? Then we'll get to the Super Bowl. Now, a winning season is Super Bowl. I mean, we've got all the talent. It's all aligned. Everybody's there. The coach is there. The owner's there. The team is there. They've got the talent. They can do it. They've got the heart. The skills are refined. And they win the Super Bowl. Okay. What season are you in? Are you in a building season or are you in a winning season? You must understand the distinction. Otherwise, you'll beat yourself up. See, when I'm in a building season and I can acknowledge it, I can be happy for other people. They're succeeding and I'm like, rock on! But if I don't know that I'm in a building season, I'm looking at them feeling like their success means I'm less. It's an understanding of where you are. And then by the time you're in the winning season, you're there with a humble spirit, knowing that you worked and built to get there. Got it? Does that help you? So that you don't beat yourself up. Okay. 2008, 2009 is the year, which is the season. The month is a game in the season. A month is a game in the season. The week is a quarter in the game. So every week is a quarter in the game in the season, which is the year. Okay? Play full out in the first quarter of the game, which is the first week. See, what directors do is they take a break the first week because they're coming off of exhaustion from the last week. And then the first week, nothing happens. And so then by the end of the month again, they're exhausted. But if you will just know how athletes play, which is to play full out the first week, because psychologically, the team that's ahead of the game in the first quarter has the edge. And so if you'll play full out that first week, you will work with passion and purpose and determination and joy and belief and fun and have a winner's mentality all month long throughout the game. You play to win versus playing not to lose. There's a difference. Play your game to win. Do not play your game to lose. And what I mean is this, calling people that should not be ordering to order because you need to win your game. No, it's really not winning, is it? It's about getting people into action through those conversations, those coaching conversations, the first week of the month, so they're selling, so that it's a natural process to order, so that you feel integrous in what you're doing all the time, so that you can look in the mirror and go, you rock when you're by yourself, okay? So this is the thing. All promotions will come from your angle, all promotions. So if you're creating your game, what is it? If you have a month that's not so good, you can think to yourself, you know what, that's all right. This is your angle. It's all right. Because this isn't the whole season. This is just a game. This is just a game. All right? She who controls the angle controls the game. She who controls the angle controls the game. How are you looking at things? Let me give you an example of an angle, your mental setup. My deliberate mental setup looks like this. Deliberate, on purpose. We have the most powerful movement in the history of business with Mary Kay. I will push a powerful invitation to people I'm looking for to say yes. A powerful invitation. I determine ahead of time my criteria for who I'm looking for. This includes this criteria. People that are happy, willing to work, coachable, intelligent, integrous, ambitious, spiritual, and positive. What is your mental setup? Who are you looking for? Deal with people that make you nervous. She's the one you want. She's the one you want. Iron sharpens iron. When you're looking for the best, you'll walk up to the best. If you're walking up to people that you intimidate, how about you walk up to that one where you can feel my lips? I can feel my lips. I'm not prevailing. I can feel my lips. I don't care if you walk up to her like this. My name is Taylor. I'd like to give you my card. It doesn't matter. At least you approached her. Because your action is in alignment with what you say you want, right? People in the world today are so conflicted, they're numb. People in the world today are so conflicted, they're numb. I call it emotional Novocaine. So it's so important that you offer them the culture with conviction. Shake people up. You know what? When you walk up to somebody and you talk to them about the Mary Kay culture, are you kidding me? Faith, family, career, golden rule. Go Give philosophy. Female entrepreneur of the century that started this. Tough as nails, soft as a pillow. That was Mary Kay. That's the woman that's mentoring me. That's the woman that's mentored all these people that mentor us. Don't you want to be a part of something like that? Let people feel, you know what? Even if they don't sign up, you know what they're going to walk away with? Man, my life sucks. Get in the field with a purpose to develop leaders. See a lot of people. What got you here will not get you to your there, whatever it is. What got you here will not get you there. Work with those that are ready. Hear me now. Work with those that are ready. And let those that are ready get those that aren't ready, ready. Work with those that are ready. And let those that are ready get those that are not ready, ready. Instead of you trying to pump air into a mannequin. Are you with me? I know she can do it. I know she can do it. I know she can. She just said she wants to be a director again. I'm just going to work with her. I'm just going to give her another plan. And then she doesn't show up for the meeting for 2 years. But she really wants this. She told me she did. How about you work with the one that is ready and let the one that is ready get the one that isn't ready, ready. And if she never is ready, you didn't spend any time there anyway. How about it? Don't spend any more energy worrying about money. Do not spend one more ounce of energy worrying about money. Develop your dream and the money will beg to get in. Money is just energy and it will flow to people that are really serious about it. Gang, this is success. Knocking on your door. And if you don't answer right now, guess what? It's impatient. And it's going to go attach itself to somebody that's serious. Know it. You cannot just stroll to a goal. This is not a Michael Jordan commercial. All right? 100% of your mentality must be, I will. As I said, no wavering, no complaining. Joyce Meyer says, complain and remain. Complain and remain. Praise and be raised. Whatever praise is to you. Whatever it is to you. Remember that talent isn't enough and your charisma can take you places that your character can't keep you. Talented people that are not in action are passed up every day by the hungry. Get hungry. Get hungry. Find out what your hunger is. You must not just date Mary Kay. You must marry it. Do not discuss your dreams with people that don't have any, are threatened by yours, and want to rob you of them. The number one difference in people that succeed and people that don't is this. Those that succeed, execute. Doesn't matter about style, personality. I don't care if you're DISC, if you're a feeler or a thinker or whatever you are. If you're not executing, you're not moving up. It's about working and not analyzing. Okay, here's the thing. Ever had a chargeback? Me too. Never give up. Ever had a chargeback bigger than your production? Me too. Never give up. Ever had a superstar quit? Me too. Never give up. Ever been in a place where you had no superstar? Me too. Never give up. Ever hated that you have to step back up and be the superstar? Me too. Never give up. Ever poured yourself into someone, watched them soar, and then give up or give in and lose their dream? Me too. Never give up. Ever been at the top of the scoreboard and then at the bottom of the scoreboard? And were tempted to hide out? Me too. Never give up. Ever had to solely rely on yourself financially? Have someone leave you or had to leave someone? Had to raise a family solo? Ever been so broke you can't pay attention? Me too. Never give up. Because at the end of the day and after all of that, because I didn't give up and because I took a non-negotiable stand for my dream, on January 1st, 2007, I debuted as a national sales director. And so can you if you never give up. I'm here to tell you that the payoff is worth it, beyond worth it, gloriously worth it. Repeat after me. I will never give up.
I will never give up.
I will live my dreams.
I am willing.
I am in action. I take all options off the table. I live in excellence. My joy is non-negotiable. I have a million-dollar mentality. And my million is coming. I will never give up. I will never give up. I will never give up. God bless you. God bless you. you. God bless you. Never again.